Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Better Than Before. I am your host, Dr. Brian Burnett, and I am here to educate, motivate, and inspire you to live your best life yet and to be better than before. This is episode number 2, and today I'm going to be talking about the power of goal setting, and I want to walk you through my process of how I set goals. And talk about a couple other things. The CrossFit Open is going on right now. This is my 3rd year of competing. So I've set some goals as far as my fitness and my health and competing in a CrossFit Open as well as a Highland Games. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. All right. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the first episode. And this is a learning process. My first time ever doing a podcast. And I just decided to download this app and start recording my thoughts. So I hope that you guys find this beneficial and find this helpful. As the show progresses, my goals are to bring on other speakers from different areas of health and fitness and wellness. So if there's any particular topics that you'd like for me to cover and to discuss in more detail, please comment below and make sure you share this podcast with your friends. All right, so it is Sunday evening. It's a little bit before 6 p.m. and I just got back from a nice little hike. This is something that I'm trying to do more often. This is actually one of my goals I've set for 2019, is to get out into nature, into the outdoors, and to do more hiking and camping. Something I've been doing for the last couple years with my brother and with my sons, and I've just really developed a passion for getting out into the outdoors. And I didn't go for a very long hike, just for about 20-30 minutes over to the Miccosukee Greenway, but just enough time to kind of disconnect from social media, from, you know, all the things I have going on in my life, and just kind of clear my mind. And that's what one of the things I enjoy about going hiking. And I try to do this on a Sunday evening before the week starts, just to kind of clear my mind. And it's actually when I start to find that I get more creative and I start getting ideas of things that I want to do with my business. And I've got a lot of ideas, a lot of things on the table right now that I'm working on, so I'm very excited. Just got back from hiking. And I'm recording this podcast for you guys, and I want to talk about the power of goals. And they've done research that shows that when you have written goals written down, you're more likely to achieve those goals than versus just having those goals in your head. You know, it's good to visualize about what you want in life, but it's even more powerful when you actually put pen to paper and you write those goals down. So I want to walk you through my goal setting process, which actually starts on Sunday. And usually Sunday morning, I'll go to the coffee shop and get my coffee and have a little devotional period and listen to some praise and worship music, read some scripture, and then I start kind of getting in a mind frame of gratitude and, you know, just thinking about the things that I'm grateful for in my life. And that puts my mind in a place of being positive and thinking about the things that I want to achieve in life. First, it comes from gratitude, being thankful for what you have, and then focusing on how you can help more people and have a greater impact. So Sunday is my time when I like to kind of reflect on the past week and what I've accomplished, what I didn't accomplish. I have a list. I use Evernote. I've been using it for 6 or 7 years now, and I love it. I've got thousands of notes for personal and business related. I've got lots of folders and different things that I keep track of. And one of my favorite sayings is, you can't manage what you don't measure. So that's why it's also important to put pen to paper when you're setting goals, because if you don't write it down and keep track of it, you can't manage it if you don't measure it. So Sunday, I reflect on the past week, what went well, what did not, what can I improve on, and then I set my goals for the upcoming week. It is March 3rd, so we're at the beginning of the month, and this is usually when I like to set monthly goals for personally, how often I want to work out, eating goals for eating healthier. That's one of my biggest goals right now is trying to cook more, which is really difficult, finding time, trying to eat healthier, but also setting goals for business, getting more new patients, offering more services to help more people, and growing my practice, growing my income and my wealth, so that I can pay my bills and provide a better life for my sons and myself. Nothing wrong with that at all. So that's kind of how I do my weekly goals and monthly goals. But they all come from my long-term goals. So you want to have long-term goals, 10, 5 years, 1 year, and then you want to break it down. You want to reverse engineer your goals. Where do I see myself in 10 years? What's the big picture of what I want to achieve? And then you reverse engineer it and you break it down to 5 years, 1 year, monthly goals, weekly goals, daily goals. This can get a little overwhelming. So I recommend that, if you're setting a daily or a weekly goal, just focus on one thing, 1 to 3 things, no more than 3 things. Sometimes, I write down a bunch of different things I want to accomplish. And when you don't get to those, it can be a little discouraging. So it's good to just focus on 1 to 3 things. But when I set my yearly goals, and I'm looking, I've got my 2019 goals pulled up in my Evernote right now. I actually like to break it down into 7 different categories. Personal goals, health goals, fitness goals, which are similar, but I consider 2 different categories. Spiritual goals, relationship goals, business goals, and financial goals. These are the 7 different categories that I think are most important to me in setting goals. So usually in the fall, usually probably around like November, December, I'll sit down and I'll look at the previous year's goals and I'll go through every single one and see which ones I accomplished and what I didn't. And if I didn't accomplish it, I'll look at it and see, is this a goal that I still want to achieve? And if it is, then I move it into the next year. But more importantly, when you set a goal, it needs to have 2 things. It needs to be specific, and it needs to have a timeline and action steps. So I want to lose weight is not a goal. That is a wish. I want to lose weight. You have to be specific. How much weight do you want to lose? So right now, I'm pretty heavy. I'm at 240, which is the heaviest I've been in quite some time. 240 is the weight that I was at when I was throwing in college and the weight I kind of kept most of my adult life. But when I graduated from chiropractic school, I lost about 20, 25 pounds, and I've been around 220 plus or minus for the last 5 or 6 years. I feel like that's a really healthy weight for me. Somehow, my weight has crept up. I'm at 240, and I just don't feel very healthy, so that's why I'm back working out, doing CrossFit, and trying to eat healthier. So me saying I want to lose weight is not a specific goal. It's the mind doesn't know what to do with that. And if you don't have specific steps, then you're not going to be successful at that goal. So a more reasonable goal is to say, I want to lose 5 pounds a month, or, you know, 1 to 2 pounds a week. So that sets a timeline, and now I set action steps. So what are my action steps? Well, I'm going to stop eating out. I'm going to stop eating sweets. I'm going to stop drinking soda. I'm going to learn some paleo recipes or some keto recipes, and, you know, whatever weight loss regimen you want to follow. Those are action steps. So when you put those together and you start following those and you measure those, then you're far more likely to be successful. So that's just an example of the process I take for personal goals, health, fitness, spiritual, relationship goals, business goals, and financial. So some of my fitness goals this year is to work out 3 to 4 times a week, start running 1 to 2 times a week, go for a hike 1 or 2 times a month, do yoga. And that's actually something I'm proud of. I've been doing hot yoga once a week. Last couple weeks, I've been traveling and I wasn't able to, but this week I'm going to get back at it. Another one is working on mobility. That's important. I like to practice what I preach. I tell my patients to stretch and do certain mobility exercises, so it's important that I do them as well. Try a new sport. I think it's important to try new things and get yourself out of your comfort zone. And next goal is to have my best performance in the CrossFit Open. So this is my 3rd year of doing the CrossFit Open. And we just completed, or I just completed the second workout, 19.2, Friday night. It was a lot of fun, but it was brutal. I was a little disappointed in how well I did. So the workout was 25 toes to bars, 50 double unders, and increasing ladder of clean squats. So start out 15 reps of 135. If you make it to the next round, 13 reps of 185. If you make it to the next round, 11 reps of 225, and then 275, and then 315. I love Olympic lifting. I love doing power cleans. So I was thinking that I'd make it to the 3rd round and do 225. I barely made it out of the 1st round. It was brutal. My fitness is not where it needs to be right now. And I think carrying the extra weight is hurting me. Definitely struggled with the toes to bars and the double unders. I was able to do them all for the 1st round. But just took me a really long time. So how am I going to do better? So this week, last week I only did 1 CrossFit workout. This week I'm doing at least 2, shooting for 3. And I want to start running a little bit more. I say running, doing more HIIT interval training to increase my aerobic capacity and to be in better shape. So that's my goals for this week. And so I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to leave it at this. And I would love to hear what some of your goals are for this upcoming week. So please feel free to comment below and make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share with your friends. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And I hope you guys absolutely crush it and are better than before. All right, I'll see you next time. Take care.